And now, it's time for our weekly news round. Lutheran Radio News with Paul Hill.
For the first time in 18 years, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod in convention has elected a new secretary of the Synod. The Reverend Dr. John Wallenberg Sears, second vice president of the Montana District, received 724 delegate votes, or 66.91% of the second ballot, winning the election on Monday morning. The office of the secretary keeps a history of the Synod's actions in convention, says Sears. It's an office of remembering and communication in support of our real life together, one which the Reverend Dr. Hartwig has managed extremely well these last 18 years. It is a real honour and challenge and pleasure to succeed him in office. The Reverend Dr. Raymond L. Hartwig first was elected as the Synod Secretary in 1998 and has since served six consecutive three-year terms under four different LCMS presidents. Before his long and respected tenure as Secretary, he served as President of the LCMS South Dakota District for 10 years and as a parish pastor before that. When I decided to retire, says Hartwig, it was a head decision because I knew that, at my age, I probably should be retiring. I am happy to be leaving this position on good terms with the Synod. I always wanted, whatever I do, to do an exceptional job that people would find acceptable. An archaeological discovery announced in Israel may help solve an enduring biblical mystery. Where did the ancient Philistines come from? The Philistines left behind plenty of pottery, but part of the mystery surrounding the ancient people was that very little biological trace of them had been found until 2013. That's when archaeologists excavating the site of the biblical city of Ashkelon found what they say is the first Philistine cemetery ever discovered. They say they have uncovered the remains of more than 200 people there. The discovery was finally unveiled Sunday at the close of a 30-year excavation by the Leon Levi Expedition, a team of archaeologists from Harvard University, Boston College, Wheaton College in Illinois, and Troy University in Alabama. The team is now performing DNA, radiocarbon, and other tests on bone samples uncovered at the cemetery, dating back between the 11th and 8th centuries BC, to help resolve a debate about the Philistines' geographical origins. The archaeologists have not announced any conclusions, saying they are taking advantage of recent advances in DNA testing to get the most accurate results. After decades of studying what Philistines left behind, we have finally come face to face with the people themselves, said Daniel M. Master, professor of archaeology at Wheaton College and one of the leaders of the excavation. With this discovery, we are close to unlocking the secrets of their origins. A few human remains at Philistine sites have been discovered in past years, but they provided too small a sample to draw conclusions, he added. The archaeologists kept the discovery a secret for 3 years until the end of their dig because of a unique hazard of archaeology in modern-day Israel. They did not want to attract ultra-Orthodox Jewish protesters, Master said. We had to bite our tongues for a long time, said Master. In the past, the ultra-Orthodox have staged demonstrations at excavations where human remains are found, arguing that the remains could be Jewish and that disturbing them would violate a religious prohibition. The Leon Levi expedition itself faced ultra-Orthodox demonstrators in the 1990s during the excavation of a Canaanite burial site. In the Bible, the Philistines are depicted as the ancient Israelites' archenemy, a foreign people who migrated from lands to the west and settled in five main cities in Philistia in today's southern Israel and the Gaza Strip. The most famous Philistine was Goliath, the fearsome warrior who was slain by young King David. The Philistines' legacy lives on in the name of Palestine, the term the Romans gave to the region in the 2nd century and which is used today by Palestinians. Archaeologists and biblical scholars have long believed the Philistines came from the Aegean region based on pottery found in excavations on Philistine sites. But scholars have debated where exactly in the Aegean region the Philistines came from, mainland Greece, the islands of Crete or Cyprus, or even Anatolia in modern-day Turkey. The bones might hold the answers, said archaeologist Yossi Garfinkel, an Israeli expert on the period who did not participate in the dig. He called the cemetery find a very significant discovery indeed. The excavation of the cemetery has also shed light on Philistine burial practices. The Philistines buried their dead with perfume bottles placed near the face. Near the legs were jars that likely held oil, wine, or food. In some cases, archaeologists found the dead were buried wearing necklaces, bracelets, earrings, and even toe rings. Some were buried with their weapons. This is how the Philistines treated their dead, and it's the code book to decoding everything, said archaeologist Adam Ager, a participant in the dig. Finds from the cemetery went on display Sunday in an Israel Museum exhibition held at the Rockefeller Archaeological Museum in Jerusalem. The judge in a dispute over the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr.'s Nobel Peace Prize and travelling Bible has ruled the Bible belongs to Civil Rights Icons Estate, which is controlled by his two sons who had proposed selling it. But the question of ownership of the Peace Prize medal and its accompanying certificate will proceed to trial next month, unless the two sides in the dispute can reach an agreement beforehand, Fulton County Superior Court Judge Robert McBurney said in an order dated July the 1st. The estate of Martin Luther King Jr. Incorporated filed a lawsuit in January 2014 asking a judge to order King's daughter to surrender the items. King's three surviving children are the sole shareholders and directors of the estate. In a board of directors meeting earlier that month, Martin Luther King III and Dexter Scott King voted 2-1 against Bernice King to sell the artifacts to an unnamed private buyer. Bernice King has said that the idea of selling two of their father's most cherished items is unthinkable. The Bible and Peace Prize medal were in Bernice's possession, but they have been in a safe deposit box, with the keys held by the court since March 2014. About a year after the lawsuit was filed, the judge halted all action in the case to give the two sides a chance to talk and see if they could resolve their differences outside of court. Lawyers for the two sides told McBurney in May 2015 that they were close to an agreement, but not quite there. McBurney ordered them to use a mediator to resolve the dispute after a lawyer for Bernice King asked the judge to order mediation, and the estate's lawyer did not object. In October, former President Jimmy Carter confirmed he was working as a mediator in the case. McBurney said at a hearing last month that he'd been willing to allow the long delays in the case because the issues at stake were very important, but he added that it's important to keep pending cases moving. In the order, McBurney said the remaining issue in the case, whether the estate is the owner of the Nobel Peace Prize medal, is set for trial on August the 15th. Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated in 1968. His widow, Coretta Scott King, died in 2006. Yolanda King, the King's eldest child, died in 2007. The estate's lawyers have cited a 1995 agreement among King's heirs to sign over their rights to many items they inherited from King to the estate. Bernice King has repeatedly acknowledged the validity of that agreement, but has refused to return over the Bible and Peace Prize, the estate's lawyers have argued. In litigation from 2008, a court ruled that the agreement was valid and that a final order in 2009 told the estate to draw up a list of items that it contends are its property within a certain period of time. Unless Bernice disputed ownership, the estate was to arrange to retrieve those items. However, Bernice King says she never received such a list and the estate's lawyers have no documentation to prove it was presented to her. But the estate's attorneys say that doesn't mean the estate surrendered its rights to the Bible and Nobel Peace Prize. It was hidden for decades at the church on the site where Jesus Christ is believed to have been born until conservationists uncovered it, an ancient mosaic of an angel. Since 2013, Italian restorationists have been working with the Palestinian government in a mammoth effort to restore the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem in the occupied West Bank, held by Christians, as built on the site where Jesus was born. The roof and windows have been restored, and mosaics that have become barely visible over centuries have been painstakingly brought back to full color, one teeny tile at a time. In the course of the work, they were surprised to uncover an angel that had been hidden under plaster for decades. With thermal cameras, similar to those used by the military at night, they scanned the walls to see if there was anything behind them, said Gianmarco Piacenti, CEO of the Piacenti Restoration Company, which is leading the work. In that part, it was completely different. You could see the angel. We said, "What is this? It can't be an angel," he told AFP. After peeling back the plaster, they uncovered the mosaic, bringing the number of angels in the church to 7. Its outstretched hand is pointing in the direction of the cave where Jesus is believed to have been born. And the discovery has already spawned a myth after the excavator who discovered it, who happened to be Piacenti's niece, became pregnant shortly afterwards. or the family speak about how the angel blessed her, he laughed. The church, which sees more than 2 million visitors on good years, was originally built in 339 AD, but rebuilt in the 6th century after being destroyed in a fire. Infighting between the three churches involved in running the site had prevented redevelopment, with the last renovations taking place in 1478, according to Piacenti. From a historical, artistic and spiritual point of view, it is everything, said Piacenti. The centre of the world, this is everything. Issa Hasborn, a Christian Palestinian engineer and member of the project construction management team, says the redevelopment of the site is a source of pride, not just for him, but for Christians across the Middle East. Christians have been targeted in Syria, Iraq and other parts of the region in recent years, with millions fleeing their homes. Palestinian Christians, too, complained of ill treatment by Israel, and Israeli forces recently began extending a separation wall through the West Bank in the area near Bethlehem. Of course, Christians across the region will be very happy. The birthplace of the Messiah is being renovated, has been told AFP. We are happy they are going to see how the work is going. The ongoing restoration, however, is threatened by limited funding, with the Palestinian authorities looking for a further 7.5 million euros, on top of the nearly 10 million euros already received. There are 50 6th-century columns to be restored, most of which have barely visible paintings of Crusader figures, with wealthy donors being asked to adopt a column, Piacenti said. Ida Molinaro, a restorer, is painstakingly bringing back the colour to one column. Each costs 50,000 euros to restore. Because of the religious importance of the site, it has not been closed down during the work, so renovators have to work around throngs of tourists and monks, a situation she admits can be tough. Living in a restoration site 24 hours per day in contact with tourists and priests of different religions is challenging, both psychologically and in terms of work. But at the end, it gives you a lot, Molinaro said. If the necessary funding is found, the renovations are due to be completed in 2018. And finally, a jewel-encrusted prayer book, which once belonged to a French king, is at risk of being exported from the UK unless a buyer can match the £8 million price tag. The Book of Hours, which has an enamelled gold metal cover studded with gems and contains parchment painted with 20 religious images and prayers, was made in 1532. The book could be lost from the UK after it was sold to a foreign buyer, prompting Culture Minister Ed Vasey to place a temporary export bar on the item to give a UK buyer time to come up with the £8 million to save it for the nation. My name is Paul Hill. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Lutheran Radio News will be back next Friday. Until then, every blessing to you and goodbye for now.
On your PC, tablet, mobile phone and internet radio receiver, this is Lutheran Radio UK.